There's far too much at stake for Wyoming's people and our nation's energy security to push campaign trail proposals that, if enacted, would bring an end to oil and gas development on federal lands. Half of Wyoming's land and three quarters of her minerals are owned by the federal government. So a ban on federal leasing and development would decimate the natural gas and oil industry and the state's economy right along with it. Our new analysis finds that Wyoming could end up losing 33,000 jobs, along with $640 million in revenue sharing that we rely upon. Such policy would damage national security, would devastate Wyoming's middle class, our local communities, and our public school system. A ban on leasing and development would also have dire nationwide consequences. The U.S. would end up spending $500 billion more on energy from foreign suppliers, and America's gross domestic product would fall by a cumulative $700 billion through 2030. The federal government should be looking to restart and continue America's energy renaissance, not inflicting further harm on American workers.